Welcome to Heartland Darkland. I'm Cassie.
And I'm Shannon.
Thanks for joining us yet again. Here we are at episode 10. I kind of run.
Yeah, look at you, Dr. Seuss. Episode 10. Who would have ever thought, you know? I feel like we've come a long way.
We have. And you know how fitting, episode 10. We finally kind of have a new software. I mean, not kind of. We have a new software.
Yeah.
It's still recording on our phones.
Yes, but we're remote.
We are not together tonight. We're not in a car, in a garage. I'm in my bedroom.
Fine.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to just do it when it's convenient, not have to like schedule time out. And, you know, not that that's a big deal, but it's just the small things.
It is. Like, I love seeing you, but trying to find that hour, well, let's face it, it's usually a couple hours when it's all said and done that we can squeeze in together with your kid being in activities, my oldest has started activities and all their things. It's just not easy.
Yeah, no, not even a little bit. So this is fantastic. So yeah, I mean, let us know if it doesn't sound okay for whatever reason, but I think it's gonna be fine.
I think so too. So yeah, just let us know. Maybe you don't even notice a difference. I've had a lot of people say that we still sounded okay. I think we're more critical of ourselves.
Absolutely. And that just goes with the territory, so that's fine.
It does. So we appreciate the love and support, you guys, you know, telling us that it sounds good still. We appreciate it. I think we just want to make sure it's perfect for you guys. But
yeah,
we're newbies. We're learning. We're human. We do what we can.
Yeah. So we're just glad that you're listening with us. And we're excited because we kind of figured out something we want to do for a fun little giveaway here in the near future. So with that, we recently were number 201 on Apple Podcasts true crime category, right?
Yes.
So that was amazing. Like, I mean, considering how many are out there, and we didn't even know that. We got an email update about it. So we're like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. I mean, we've dropped since then. So we kind of thought that a fun giveaway would be for anyone who like rates and reviews us to, you know, we can obviously see those. However, we don't know everyone's usernames. So it would be best if you could, you know, message us, let us know that you've, you know, reviewed us or whatever. And then we're just going to put everyone that does that, we're going to put your name in, we're going to draw a name, and then we're going to send you some fun merch that has our logo.
So we're going to draw a name. Trying to get back to top 200. So if we can get to top 200, and now we know not everyone listens on Apple Podcasts. So if you can rate and review anywhere you listen to podcasts, if wherever you listen allows you to rate and review and you do that, we'd greatly appreciate it. We'll still put you in for this drawing.
Yes.
You know, I don't think we dropped a ton. The last I looked, we were like 240 something, like 246 or something like that.
Pretty good. Out of how many are out there right now, it's insane.
Definitely. So, you know, send us those, email, via message. The socials are always linked in the show notes.
Yep.
We'll also give the email at the end as well. I'll do it again here though, quick. heartland.darklandpodcast@gmail.com. Just put review in your subject line or something.
Yep.
And yeah, because for my birthday, Shannon got me this cute tote bag that has our logo on it, and then it says be Heartland kind but Darkland wary. And it's the cutest. So we want to give something like that to one of you guys as well. So if you can help us out,
yeah, we
greatly appreciate it. It means so much. And you guys have no idea how much we appreciate the fact that you keep coming back and listening to us.
I know.
It means the world to us.
We love it. And it's fun. And it's like, we enjoy, I mean, just discussing with ourselves, but it's fun knowing that, you guys are out there listening and probably have your own thoughts and theories behind things too. So it's kind of like we're all just a big group hanging out.
Right. And hopefully that's how it feels for you guys too, because I know I love those podcasts where I'm like talking kind of to them and stuff. Like I want it to be feel like a conversation between friends. And like, I know we said this before and we'll say it again at the end, but seriously, reach out to us with any comments to say hello. It doesn't have to just be story ideas and things like that. Of course, we love those too, but if you reach out to us, like, we love getting those. We love to hear from you guys. If you have comments or anything on the episodes, you know, commenting on our socials and stuff, we love to see those things. So thank you guys.
It's fun. My brother, I have to throw this out there for him. His boss, I won't say names and all the things, but his boss has been listening to us, and he was telling my brother all these ideas he had for us. And I was like, okay, you need to like have him send those in to us. Like, you know, I don't even know him. And I think it's amazing that he's listening and has ideas and stuff. And so I said, I'd give him a little shout out on here. So we appreciate that, and keep those ideas coming, because it's so fun when other people get just as excited about true crime things as us. And they like have all these ideas. It just, it's fun and we love it. And it's like, we all just have this in common, and it's amazing.
It is. It's funny. I have I'm on Do Not Disturb, and my phone, I got a phone call.
I can hear you.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, I'll see if there's a way for me to cut that out in there. If not, sorry, you guys. We're still learning. But I had a client come in the other day, and she was like, I've never said anything about the podcast. She was like, oh my God, you're famous. She's like, I don't ever watch the news, but I happen to catch your news story. So she was so excited about it. She was asking me all the questions, you know, and she was excited about the fact that we do paranormal aspects and stuff. And I had told her about how I had done a UFO sighting thing, which I know not everyone's into, but there's some of us out there.
You know what? And that's fine.
So
that's what makes you you. And so you just, I love it.
But yeah, you guys, so we appreciate it. And I guess I don't know that I have anything else to cover. What about you?
I don't think so. I mean, no, it's just fun. And I love the feedback. Anytime you listen, even if you just shout a little comment on anything, we love it.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
So I just want to give a little disclaimer about this week's episode. This episode's probably going to be a little bit shorter than normal. I know we're usually about an hour. I don't know that we'll get 40 minutes even. This is a very new case. It's actually still ongoing. And I wanted to cover this because it's ongoing. And there are things about it that are so weird to me. And it's weird to me that this isn't covered more. Like, I happened upon this and I hadn't heard about this. And there's not a ton of articles about it or anything like that. So how I first came across this was talked about three missing people in Turley, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And we're going to find out that there's actually four people.
Okay.
But the thing is, too, is, and I'll kind of come back to this, most of the articles just talked about these three people, and the fourth person was barely talked about. And we'll kind of get into that a little bit more.
Okay.
So then you're like, okay, well, four people missing and up from a place, isn't that crazy? Except Turley, Oklahoma is a small town of less than 3,000 residents.
Oh,
in Tulsa County, Oklahoma. So for four people to go missing within days of each other.
How is this not talked about?
I mean, right.
Without even knowing details, like, that's a pretty big deal.
Right. And so, you know, I was kind of looking at some other like there's the Girl Scout murder cases, which I guess to me, I thought everyone knew about. But I'm finding out a lot of people actually aren't aware. Big news came out this week. Yeah. So big news came out about it this week with that with DNA and stuff. This was murders that happened in the 70s. So I think that's one that we'll have to cover at some point here soon too.
That's a crazy one. When I did find that, I was like, how did I not know? But I mean, older cases like that, not everyone's aware of, so.
That's true. And I get to the point where it's like, I kind of get immersed within my own group of people who we share the stories and we know about it. So then to me, it feels like everyone knows this story. But so to me, when I was first looking at that, I was like, I don't want to do that. Everyone knows it. Probably would have been good. But again, like I said, this one I wanted to cover because it is still open. They are still looking for tips, and I will have that number and email and stuff. And of course, that'll get posted too. Cool. But so let's kind of jump in. Okay. I don't have a ton of information, but it started out with these two men going missing. So it's Dwayne Selby and Jack Grimes. So Dwayne is 59 and Jack was 76. And so I found something that talked, like an article that called the men companions.
Okay.
And I don't know if that alludes to them being romantic partners or not. Small town Oklahoma, maybe more conservative. So maybe it's one of those things that as long as we don't actually say it out loud, you know, we're okay with it. I don't know. And I tried to look it up. I couldn't find anything concrete. I did eventually find one article where someone in the family, I think it was a sister-in-law or someone, was talked to, and they said they don't know exactly what their relationship is, but they've lived together for 18 years on a farm together. They own horses together and dogs together. So to me, it kind of sounds like it's, but I mean, I don't care. See, my whole thing was like, if they were partners, I didn't want to shy away from that, belittle that by any means, but I also don't want to. So
yeah, and well, and who knows, that could play a part of into the story, especially, well, you know what I mean, so like that could be relevant to the case depending on what you're going to tell us. But
and if it is, we won't know that yet. But so with them, they actually own a horse business with Dwayne's mom, whose name is Glenda Cookie Parton. Which I always wonder how people get like those names, like, like everyone calls her Cookie. How do people get those nicknames?
I don't know. That kills me, though.
And I love it, though, because I just, this, like, and I'll post a picture of her, this adorable little 80-something-year-old woman named Cookie. That's because she is 80. So, yeah.
Okay, that's cute.
So, what this horse business is, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know if they were, like, breeding horses or just buying and selling.
Okay.
Just that horse business. I even tried to look up their names and their horse business. Uh-huh. I didn't really get anything. So this is where I'm saying, like, it's so hard to find information on this case. What I do know is that Dwayne and Jack had planned to go to Fort Worth, Texas for a horse show and had planned to meet with a breeder there. So they were both last seen on October 22nd, 2021, as they were leaving for Texas. So that's how recent that was.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Yes. The last known sighting of them was from surveillance footage from a restaurant in Purcell, Oklahoma, which according to Google Maps is 2 hours and 15 minutes from Turley. Now that's going to be important. Remember that for later. Okay.
2 hours and 15 minutes, right?
Yes. So then when the men, like, I think this was just supposed to be like a weekend trip. So like I should have looked up to see what day October 22nd fell on. But I think it was like a Thursday or something like that. Like, I think this was just like a weekend trip.
Okay.
So when they didn't contact the horse breeder, or when they didn't meet up with him, the horse breeder then called Cookie to let her know. And they were supposed to return home on the 24th, which I think was a Sunday. So I think that would have been, Thursday or Friday, the 22nd. Okay. So
never made it there, essentially, or that we know of,
right? That now. We know of, yeah, because the last sighting was in Purcell on the 22nd, and then they never met up with the breeder, and so then he called Cookie, and so then they'd always call family to let them know when they were home, but no one got a phone call from them that Sunday night either. So then on Monday, October 25th of 2021, Cookie headed to Turley. So it sounded like she lived in a different town a little ways from the two men. I don't know. One of the articles might have said, but I didn't get a ton on that. So she decided to go to the farm because she was worried about the animals and try to search for her son, who was Dwayne again. So family offered to go with her, but she's a very independent woman, so she refused. Her daughter-in-law spoke with her at 8 p.m. on the 25th. And the one article said she was at home, but I don't know if that meant that she was at her home then or at the farm.
Okay.
But the last sighting of Cookie was at a grocery store in Turley, where she was seen talking to a man. And he's later identified as one of the ranch hands for Dwayne and Jack. So he was questioned what came about that.
She's missing now? Too, is what you're saying.
Yes. So okay. Cookie goes missing as well.
So what is going on? That's weird.
Right. So that's where. So this is what I saw at first. Right. The first thing I saw was third person goes missing while looking for her missing son. Right.
Right. And related ish. So that's even weirder.
I was like. So then I was like, how is this not bigger news? And then we'll get to how I found out about the fourth one.
Okay.
So I'm going in looking for dates. So on October 26th, then, Cookie's 2016 red Kia Rio was found.
It was found.
Sometimes my husband likes to say, sometimes I sound either like a Valley girl or a Minnesotan.
So, yeah, well, you know, that's fine. That's in the heartland. So,
you know, so her Kia Rio was found abandoned on Highway 75. So once it was found, a silver alert was issued for the woman, which I don't know if you've heard of that before. A
silver, like the color silver?
Yes. So we have amber alerts for children.
Okay.
But there are silver alerts for elderly who could be at risk and stuff like that. So it's called a silver alert. I'm assuming because of, like, their silver hair.
Okay, that's what I was just going to say. Like, that's cute, but also, like, really, okay. I mean, I've never heard of that, though, which is actually sad. And I feel like that would be something that's a bigger deal, but.
I did know that those were a thing, but it's one of those things that I don't think it happens very often because it's also one of those things, like, when you get to a certain age, I mean, unless it's like, okay, they have dementia, these things, it's like, they're like, maybe they're just sick of your shit and they left.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. I feel like at this point too, some of these cases, it's like, yeah, maybe they just ran away. Like they just left and they just wanted to move on, you know?
So that's
easier to chalk it up to that for sure.
Right. So a silver alert was issued. They found out who this man was that she was talking to. They've talked to him. I have no idea what came of that. So then a few days after this, couldn't find an exact date, the car Jack and Dwayne were traveling in was found in the parking lot of Mohawk Park. And now, looked this up too, this is actually only 14 minutes from Turley.
Where they were last seen or where they lived? They lived there.
Where they lived. So where they were last seen was in Purcell, which was over two hours away.
Okay.
So now their car is close to. Yeah.
They are the. Yeah. Okay.
So then on October 31st of 2021, Halloween, a body was found in the woods near the men's farm. So I don't think they lived like technically in Turley. They were like in the country of Turley, you know, because they had a farm.
Side of it. Yeah.
So this body was later identified to be Jack Grimes. So he's the 76-year-old Dwayne's companion, not Cookie's son.
Okay.
And it was ruled a homicide, but details on the manner of death have not been released.
Because it's still an open case?
Probably. But investigators on the scene did state that his body was in bad condition because of the trauma he sustained and the animals in the area.
Oh, God.
So, like, we don't know how long they think he was there for, how long he's been deceased.
Okay, so they found him on what day? On Halloween?
on Halloween, October 31st. And the last time they were seen was October 22nd.
Okay. So, I mean, a matter of 9 days, he could have been dead for, basically.
Yes.
At the longest. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and that's it. Like, on these three, like, Dwayne and Cookie are still missing. They do believe that they could have met with foul play.
Cured.
You know, I think one of the detectives or sheriffs or someone was like, you know, we don't know what the horse business is like. Could this be a rough thing? Could this have been like a competitor?
Yeah, I was going to say, do they have, like, I mean, any enemies? Does it say anything about anyone that would be out to get them? Or do they?
The one article I found said that they didn't know of anyone who would want to hurt any of them.
And they're old.
All of them, yes.
Yeah.
Dwayne is the youngest at 59. I wonder how Cookie feels if her son is with someone who's 4 years her junior.
Okay, that's why I was like, wait a minute. When you said 76,
he's
80. Huh. That's interesting. I mean,
anyways, to each their own.
Yeah. But that is pretty crazy.
So, because,
yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
It is. So that's just it. Like, I listened to a little episode too, because I was trying to find any information I could. Yeah. And, Jensen, I can't think of his name, and Paul Holes have their Murder Squad podcast. Oh,
yes.
And they did a brief little snippet, and they just, I don't know, like, it gave like nothing. And they were just like throwing out random theories, like maybe Dwayne and Cookie had something to do with Jack. But I'm like, if Jack and Dwayne, I don't know, that seems
highly unlikely. Another step is kind of annoying to me. No offense if they're listening, but like, it's very, well, it's not annoying. It's just a very different kind of podcast. It's very like, but
it is. So, I mean, I found nothing. Like, that was just them wildly speculating on like all the things that could be, because the thing is, there is nothing that I found that says one way or the other. Like, they don't have suspects as far as I know. They never mentioned that they felt like maybe, it sounds to me, they never flat out said it, but I feel like the authorities think Dwayne and Cookie aren't living anymore either.
Weird though. I wonder, well, yeah, it's like you would assume that if they were deceased that their bodies would be somewhere around the same area. I mean, not always, but like you would think if they killed them and then just ditched them or whatever. However, though, with the animals, like you said, that could maybe not leave a whole lot behind either, you know?
Right. And then, I mean, it's just, it's so crazy. I mean, who, like, why? And, like, right. Why, like, did Cookie stumble upon something? Did someone lure her to this place saying, hey, you know? I mean, there's so much unknown.
Like, and was she on it? I mean, not probably, but
it seems unlikely. So this is then to, in the course of me trying to find as many details as I could, which, mind you, there's also not a ton of articles. Like, some of the articles I was reading, like, they've done searches of, like, the farm. They took cadaver dogs and all those things to, like, where their cars were found and the farm. And, like, nothing's really been found. So as I'm going through this, in one little throwaway sentence in an article, it quoted a sheriff as mentioning how this was the, you know, there are four people missing in Turley now. And I was like, wait, what do you mean four? This whole time I've been under the impression that it sees three. So then I was trying to find out about this fourth person who's missing. Correct. And this person actually went missing before Dwayne and Jack, but they weren't reported missing until after.
Okay.
So I'm going to get into that now. So our fourth person, who was actually kind of our first person, is a Cherokee man named Shannon Miller. Yep.
Shannon. I know more, well, not more guys named Shannon, but there are a lot out there.
Yeah. So Shannon went missing on October 19th.
Oh.
But his but his family didn't actually report him missing until October 25th. And now at first, I didn't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a white woman. I'm not a person of color. And so as I was trying to kind of look up, I'll kind of get into this more too. I was trying to look up statistics because I know that like in Alaska, the United States in general,
yeah,
Indigenous women, Native American women have a higher rate of abuse, murder, going missing, sex trafficking, all of that. And yeah. So I was trying to look up statistics for like Native American homicides, missing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
First of all, the most recent data I found was from 2011.
And you're talking about in this area specifically?
In the United States.
Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. And so I'll kind of get into that later. But like, it did talk about how, like, some of the stuff I read talked about how there's a general lack of trust between Indigenous families and police. So that could explain why they took so long to finally report him missing. And like I said, I'll kind of come back to that. I'll touch on like the numbers and statistics and stuff I found too.
Yeah.
But for the time being, yes, we have Shannon Miller. He went missing on October 19th. Wasn't reported until October 25th. So his girlfriend last saw him in the morning before she went to work on October 19th. And when she got home from work, his car was gone and she texted him telling him she was home and asking where he was, but she never got a response. So then on October 21st, his car was found on 106th Street North, which I don't know what any of this means, but for anyone who might be from the area is familiar with it. So this was on the bridge over Bird Creek, and his cell phone was in the car, but his family found his wallet and other belongings by the river, but okay. No sign of him still. So then finally, like I said, on October 25th, they call the police and they reported him missing. And because he is Cherokee, this is automatically then a federal case.
Interesting.
So I
did not know that.
So there's even less about him than the other three. So I was trying to look up so much on this. So on November 28th of 2021, so this is over a month that he's been missing now, because he went missing on October 19th. Shannon's body was found in Bird Creek in Sperry. And Google Maps says this town is just 7 minutes from Turley. And honestly, it might not have been that bad of a, like, walk, like, from where Shannon's car was found, depending on, like, how town lines are and stuff, you know, because he was found in the river.
Huh.
So
what day did you say they found him? I'm sorry.
November 28th.
Oh, wow. Way later. Okay.
Uh-huh. So this is well over a month later.
Right. Okay.
And police told the family there was no trauma or physical damage to his body, and that they were waiting on a toxicology report from the autopsy.
Okay.
I tried to see. I found nothing on an autopsy. I couldn't find any reports on an autopsy. That's it. That's all I found on Shannon Miller. I don't know if they ruled his death a homicide, an accidental death. I don't know if the autopsy is still ongoing, because I know sometimes that can take a while. Or if they're not really, but like, I found nothing.
How you would think, though. I mean, geez.
Yeah, because like Jack Grimes, they ruled his death a homicide. Like, we know his death is a homicide. Shannon Miller's, I don't know. I tried to look up, which also apparently there's like some Olympic skater or something. Shannon Miller.
Yeah, 1994 Barcelona or 92 Barcelona Olympics.
I don't know, but did you know she's also from Oklahoma?
She is? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of her name when you first said that. I thought of her, but I didn't realize she's from Oklahoma as well. That's crazy.
Well, because every time I was trying to search Shannon Miller, Oklahoma, stuff that about her would pop up.
I used to love her because she had my name. I just put that out there. That's why I knew all that. Okay.
So now, the only other thing I kind of found was Shannon's girlfriend did say that this was an area he liked to go noodling. Which, you know, I'm going to tell you what that is.
Please do, because I have a lot of weird thoughts of what that could be. So,
it's fishing for catfish with your bare hands. And I'm seeing YouTube videos of this and stuff. I'm assuming you can do it with like normal sized catfish, but do you know those giant catfish that they have at the Omaha Zoo?
Sick.
People have like their whole arm will be in that thing's mouth.
Yeah, and aren't they like bottom feeders too? Like, aren't they generally pretty far down?
Yeah, so the fisher puts their arm in a catfish hole and tries to get it to eat their arm so they can grab it, or their fingers. I don't know, but they grab it by their mouth and that's how they get it. I don't know why you'd want to do that. I've heard it's fairly dangerous. Because, like, what if there's a snapping turtle in there or something?
Sick.
I don't know.
Not my cup of tea, sorry.
No, to eat their own. Not kind of
girl, so that's fine. But, yeah.
You know. All right, so he liked to go noodling. But his girlfriend also stated that Shannon was a strong swimmer and felt at home in the water.
So it's unlikely that he fell in and drowned.
Yeah. Right. And I would think if you're going to go noodling, like, you're going to have to go in fairly deep to stick your hand farther into the water. You would have to be comfortable. I feel like if you can't swim, you're not going to be comfortable enough to wade in waist or higher water.
Right. And like, do they think, I mean, it wasn't like a self-harm type of situation.
We have nothing. They said there was no trauma to the body. But
weird. Yeah, I mean, if he, that's weird. But then it also makes you wonder too, like, are they covering something up? I mean, especially knowing the history with law enforcement. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers, but I'm just saying sometimes it's like there's more to it too. You know what I mean?
And that's kind of where we're at too, is like I said, looking up statistics, things aren't reported and stuff like that. So the police haven't stated whether they think the cases are connected or not.
Interesting.
They do believe the first three are connected, which I'm like, how? Yeah. But
that's all completely random. Yeah.
No, but also, like, one of the family members said she didn't think that Dwayne or Jack really knew Shannon, but they probably had some interactions with him. It's a town of 3,000.
Yeah, so that's
a small town.
Percentage of people missing.
No, that's just it. And to me, for being such a small town, it seems like a rather large coincidence that these four people all go missing within a matter of days. Because he was on the 19th. Jack and Dwayne were around the 22nd was the last time they were seen. And then Cookie, the last time she was seen was October 25th.
And that's yeah,
within a week.
Yeah. And they, gosh, it makes you wonder, was it, yeah, some random person passing through town that came upon them? But then.
I think, I'd say with Shannon, like, maybe it was some random person. But Jack and Dwayne, that feels, and I just feel like personally, maybe something will come out and we'll find out this was just a weird, I suppose there's still that possibility that they aren't connected. Like Shannon's not connecting them. It was a very weird. Yeah. There's always that possibility, but it seems too coincidental. I agree.
And I feel like, what are they not telling people? Because for that to not be out, think about everything else on the news that is out there. Like, you feel like we would have at least seen this at some point or heard about this at some point, especially.
Listen, my Facebook news feed, like when I click on the news thing, which is the only reason why I really get on Facebook anymore, and to check our Heartland Darkland podcast Facebook page.
I actually love the news feature now that they've added.
Yeah. It's all true crime stuff.
I know. Is that maybe just the algorithm of like what we look at? Probably.
Oh, 100% it is. But this has never once popped up. I had to Google, and even then, this was just a random thing I stumbled upon. So that's why, like I said, I wanted to cover this. And also, I do want to point out, like I was saying before, especially because it was hard to find so many, any articles really about Shannon Miller specifically, there is no accurate account of missing and murdered Indigenous people, especially women. And so complicating this is, as I stated before, a lack of trust. And then there's confusion over jurisdiction of these cases because they become federal cases. And they have like tribal investigators and things like that. And so then there's also the problem of some people being misclassified as like white and stuff when they go missing.
Wow.
So kind of weird. So I wanted to point out too, there is a missing and murdered Indigenous people movement that is gaining strong traction, and it's trying to change this. It's trying to make it so there is an accurate count, because, you know, they'd look at one thing and then the numbers would be completely different from a federal thing, because things aren't just getting reported, because there's that lack of communication. There's that lack. And I think that's leading to so much of, you know, that miscommunication, us not getting that information. And then, right, unfortunately, I think that's leading to some of these cases going cold, these people not being found. And, you know, I know you and I discussed when it is Indigenous People Month in November, doing cases, yep, that focus on that. But I did kind of want to point out, like, I found this case that I want to look up more about, where this woman's daughter was kidnapped for sex trafficking, and she was saved because one of her captors was dumb and left his phone in the room she was at. And so, like, there are these laws getting passed because there was an Indigenous mom, a Native American mom, who had, mm-hmm, kids who went missing, and the cops were just like, she probably just took off. And her family was like, no, you know, she wouldn't do that.
That's so messed up. That really, that's messed up.
Yeah. And so, like I said, the most recent statistics I found was from 2011, and it stated that the average homicide rate for Native Americans was 20% higher.
Wow.
And again, this is outdated information. Even then, that percentage could be higher because of people being misidentified, you know?
That's a high percentage, too, for not even being...
And that's just homicide. Accurate. That's not even talking about, like, the sexual assaults, the violent crimes, and those things, too. And so that's where, you know, I really wanted to, too, because Shannon Miller... And like I said, I don't know. Maybe I found nothing about what they've if they've even classified his death, ruled his death one way or the other yet or not.
Weird.
I didn't try, you know, reaching out to any family members or anything like that. But
it's so fresh. But like to them,
right,
it's so frustrating to not have any sort of closure or even just knowledge of knowing what happened.
Right. And you know how with open cases like this, police are going to keep things close to chest. I mean, even with the Delphi murders.
Yeah. Yes.
There's so much that's been several years now, and they're slowly releasing more information because they're trying, you know, to keep it so they can prosecute later on.
Yeah.
But like I said, this is a much shorter case, but also a tip line has been set up. So if you have any information, you can call 918 596-8836, or you can email tips@tsco.org. And like I said, I will link those in our show notes and stuff as well. I just felt like, to me, even though there's really no information, I even try to find up like background information about like all these people, about who they were as people, and there's just not a ton.
Sorry, didn't mean to.
Oh, you're good.
I was going to say, they probably don't have like social media and stuff if they're older like that too. So that makes it.
Right. Right. And Shannon, I realize I didn't write down his age. I want to say he's in his 40s.
But he's the youngest of all of them, at least. I mean.
Yeah. It might not have even told me his age, honestly. Like I said, there was so little information, especially about his.
Because that's a huge thing. I mean, that many people missing, even just the one missing, is enough that you would think you'd hear about it. Like right now, I think about the story in the news with, I want to say it's Alabama, maybe, with the
correctional officer.
I understand that's a little different because it's someone in authority and all that. But like, I have seen so many articles about that, yet you don't see any about something like this. And it's like,
the fact that you have these three people connected who went missing, like two of them went missing and then one went missing while searching for them, that alone should be more. But then you have a fourth person in this town of less than 3,000. Like, that is a huge amount of people to go missing in a small town. Because I think even the small town I grew up in was bigger than 3,000.
Yeah.
for four people to have gone missing,
that would have been one is a pretty big deal. Like
one is a big deal even then. Listen, that is just one of those things. And so, no, I know this is a little different from our typical ones, but it just felt like something that I needed to draw attention to. I know we don't have this huge platform right now and stuff, but in that off chance that someone who's listening knows something, remembers something, even no matter how small, like it just,
that's all, you know,
yeah. And just even getting more people to know about this case, you know, maybe then they talk about it with someone who happens to know something then. Like, yeah. Oh, actually, now that you mention it, you know.
Right. So, like, yeah, if anybody does know anything, like, obviously, call the tip line. But, I mean, I'm, like, super curious to see if there's stuff that, like, even the locals know. Because I feel like there's always the different things, like, in rumors and theories that circulate, you know. And so I think even just hearing what other people think, you know, because if you can't find that much information, it's like, you can't tell me that people in that town are not alarmed and freaked out, you know?
But right. Even if somehow Shannon Miller isn't connected to the other three.
Yeah.
Still a lot of people, even if Shannon Miller's death ends up being an accident, which again, I just find that hard to believe if he was a strong swimmer. Unless, you know, he completed, but like, I never found anything about him, you know, people, I don't know. It's hard to say, like, I never found anything that alluded to him potentially being suicidal or
anything. It's just I mean, most times too, if that's something he was like known for, or just even going out for a long time and fishing or whatnot, you know, then that's like different. But if he's not the type to do that, and then to find two of them deceased, half of them are deceased, yeah, and there's nothing to go off of,
I'm
sure a lot of it is like they can't say a lot because they don't have any leads or they just haven't told anybody. But come on, I feel like if that was my family, I would be livid. Like, help solve this case, you know. I don't know.
Well, like I said, it sounds like they've searched the farm. They've taken cadaver where Cookie's car was found.
Yeah.
Where Dwayne and Jack's car was found, around where Jack's body was found, and they're just not pulling up anything. But I didn't find anything about, like I said, again, with Shannon, I haven't found anything about if they're doing anything. It seems weird to me that one, his phone was still in the car, but his other stuff was by the river.
Yeah.
But then even, like, it sounds like his body wasn't that far down the river from technically where his car would have been. How was he not found? I'm also curious because let's say he's been in the river for that whole time. Right. Like, not to be morbid and disgusting, but, like, his body would have been bloated.
Yes.
There would have been animals having fed on, like, was he stuck on something?
Right. You know? Like a total accident thing that he did get stuck on something.
Right. So, because then too, like, if his body isn't like that, was he just recently, as in within the time that he was found, dumped there? Or, I mean, there's so many unknowns with that, because they just told his family there was no trauma to his body. But if his body had been in the river for 40 days.
Right.
Are you going to know that?
No. I find that pretty hard to believe. That's, no.
There are just so many questions still with this case. And like I said, it's a very recent case. Just October of 2021. We're just at the beginning of May of 2022.
And it's eerie that it was like around Halloween, just because that kind of stuff always is like, okay, it's spooky season, but like, yep, nope, this is like really spooky.
Yeah. Well, you know, small town, heartland town, I'm kind of surprised. We're at least we're not in satanic panic years anymore.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Very true.
So that's Turley, Oklahoma. That's what I've got.
Where? What was the town again?
Turley.
Like T-U-R-L-E-Y, Turley? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to dig into this a little bit more because now I'm just kind of curious. I mean, I know I'm not going to find anything different than what you've already said, but I just, like, I can't believe I've never come across this. This is crazy.
The articles are all essentially the same thing. Like I said, there was one, the one article I found from Oxygen had the quote, because like I said, I was trying to discover if Jack and Dwayne were romantic partners or not, and it was just the one with his sister-in-law, I think, or someone saying, we don't know what their relationship is.
Okay.
But they've lived together for 18 years.
Okay, well, then I'm going to go ahead and say probably. And
it sounds most likely.
Yeah, which that's even weirder too. Like, was it like a hate crime? Was, you know, like it could be so many different things. And then Cookie being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, I mean,
it's so
hard. Ironic because the other guy too, being a minority as well. Like that's, mm-hmm. you know, that's a bit interesting.
So yeah. Sad. Yeah. So there are so many different aspects. So
do you have pictures? Did you, like, did they have any pictures at least you could find?
I have some pictures that I'll post of all the people. Yeah. But it is. It's one of those, I know this one's not, this is kind of a unsatisfactory ending to this.
It's intriguing. I
mean, there's no good ending to any murder case, truly. But, I mean, closure is nice. But hopefully for the family's sake,
yeah,
you know, more information, hopefully these don't become like cold cases or anything like that. FBI at the very least with Shannon's is involved.
Yeah,
so I mean that could just be a lot of like they're keeping a lot under wraps, but I mean it's not like you're gonna have the small town people, cops who aren't used to investigating these types of cases and stuff like that. So we'll, I guess, you know, this is one that I'll definitely continue to monitor.
Yeah.
And just hope for the family's sakes, you know, they get some sort of closure. But yeah, like I said, I couldn't even find anything about an autopsy results for Shannon. So
that's crazy. And I think
they're not done yet.
Maybe. I mean, who knows? That's weird. But I mean, I'm glad that you did do this case because I think it's important to at least draw attention to it, especially because there is so little about it. And this day and age, they put everything, it's all over the news before it even happens, you know? So it's just like, how and what is the reasoning behind that? Like, why are they not necessarily hiding it, but why is it not being talked about?
Right. My only thought is you've got elderly people and then you've got a minority person and those don't make news. Although again, I don't know how, you know, on news, a lot of times that whole sensationalism thing. Mm-hmm. How is four people
in a
small town not sensational enough to make more headlines?
Yeah. And I think the fact that it is a small little town in, you know, the Midwest and stuff, Heartland, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a big deal too. I mean, people, unfortunately, people go missing all the time, you know, I mean everywhere, but I think,
listen, if this was Chicago, I could understand why this wasn't making the news.
That's why I think it's so bizarre that it hasn't made the news, and it is a small little tiny town.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Omaha, I feel like if something like that happened, which I mean I know Omaha's not that small, but it's small enough that that wouldn't be overlooked, you know?
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, that was an interesting one, though, and I'm glad because I had not heard of that. So, that's pretty eye-opening and alarming, all that, especially because it is so recent.
Right. So, yeah, you guys, let us know your thoughts. Again, just email us your thoughts on this, message us, comment. Any story ideas,
discussions going on this one? I would love to hear people's thoughts or if they know anything else. So yes.
Yeah. Sure. So yeah. Email us at heartland@darklandpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All of that will be linked in our show notes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, rate and review if you can. Send us proof that you did, and we'll get that stashed away for our giveaway.
Yes. I'm excited for that.
I am too.
I love free things. Like, I love merch from... I've had people ask me, when are you guys going to start selling merch? It's like, okay, slow down. Let's, let's just start with this. Thanks.
Right. Yeah, you know, one of these days that would be cool, but we're still, let us get comfortable with figuring out how we're recording and hopefully try to get some ads in here so we can help create, like, just put money back into our podcast.
Yes, that's the goal for right now, just to do bigger and better quality, I guess.
Yeah. But, I mean, we'll look into merch here eventually. Listen, yeah. We're only at episode 10. Okay,
guys. I know. I had someone ask me after, like, the second one. I was like, wait, whoa. Let's just try this out. We're just kind of feeling it out. We're seeing how it's going.
Right.
We're not anywhere near that quite yet. But
Not yet.
People would buy it, you know?
Well, I guess until next time, be Heartland kind.
But Darkland wary.